Before we get started on Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine, we'd like to tell you about the Miracle Moments Luncheon to benefit Easter Seals UCP Port Health. Earfluence, which produces this podcast, is a proud sponsor, and we'd like you to join us May 1st, 2024 at 11:30 Eastern Time at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary. This event helps raise funds and awareness for the life-changing direct services provided to more than 40,000 children, adults, and families living with disabilities, mental health, and substance challenges so they can live their best lives. We'll put more information on Easter Seals and the luncheon in the show notes, but again, that's Wednesday, May 1st at 11:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary, and we hope to see you there.
Attention, bourbon lovers. Are you ready for a taste sensation like no other? Old Raleigh Distillery, recently awarded Best Micro Distillery in the U.S., invites you to experience the art of whiskey blending firsthand. Located just east of Raleigh in downtown Zebulon, the distillery specializes in premium, micro-batch bourbon and limited-release whiskeys. Visit the tasting room Tuesday through Sunday to savor a wide variety of whiskeys, specialty cocktails, wine, and beer. And don't miss a chance to peek behind the curtain with a tour of the blending operation every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 2 p.m. For more information and to plan your visit, visit oldraleighdistillery.com. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Old Raleigh Distillery for exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content. Old Raleigh Distillery, where every sip tells a story.
Like, doesn't that just kind of scream Hillsborough Street and NC State? Like, they thought about where they were going.
But I'll tell you, if you want a condo downtown, you better buy it now because they're going to go fast and it's going to get more expensive as we go along. But it's just exciting. It's nice to see that there are more options than just apartment living. You're listening to Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I'm your host, Gina Stevens. You may know Raleigh Magazine, but what you may not know is how we get our stories. It's all inside baseball. You'd be surprised what people will tell us. Our MO is telling stories no one else is telling, so this podcast is where you get the inside access to stories you won't read anywhere else. So let's dive into some of Raleigh Magazine's biggest stories. For years, locals have been bemoaning the lack of new condo options downtown as apartments went up like crazy across town. But all of that is about to change, and it's happening fast. With me today to chat the condo craze is Editor-in-Chief Melissa Housem. Melissa, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. This was a super fun one. It was kind of like an onion that started in one place, and then the layers just kept going and going.
Well, we're going to tell you the behind-the-scenes story, but absolutely. It started with a press release from Lambert Development announcing The Lansing, which is a new condo development in the Village District, an arguably low supply, high demand area. Of course, we were excited to grab the news and share it. But as we got into it, I started to ask the question, why? And that's always a fun conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa's already... So the backstory here is we got this press release and great images of
facts, yeah,
Lansing.
Right.
We were excited. I mean, there's been a long time need for condos in the market.
Yeah.
Melissa writes this story and I start to read it and go, who cares? And I didn't mean who cares. I meant, why should we talk about this one and give it so much space when there are others?
100%.
I could tell you, if you could see the look on her face sitting across my desk, she's like, it's written. It's written. It's already written. I'm like, I know it's written. I'm like, I'm just bringing up the idea.
Yeah. No, this is why we make a good team. I know it's hard. I know you no more want to have these conversations with me than I want you to have them with me. But you did really challenge me with this in a good way. And I do love that. It's hard in the moment when you feel like something's done and you check a box, and we have so much going on that that's the hard part. But I really do admittedly need to be better about that. I think it's like also when you love the way a story is told, the idea of having to go back and redo it, it's hard. It always butt hurt. I'll admit it.
Well, and everything you write is always well told. I mean,
I think it is nice to separate the idea of the angle versus the words.
Absolutely.
And like getting into that. But that's what happened here was the angle.
Absolutely. Because we don't do business profiles.
Right.
Just because we get lots of people who call us and say, will you do a story about my business?
Right.
And we're like, no. Give us an angle.
You said, because we were going to run this in Buzz. You said if we were going to run this in Stuff, we'd run it as is. But that still leaves the question, why this condo and not that one and not that one?
Right.
So that opened up an interesting conversation. She didn't, of course, make me do anything. She was like, if you think about it, whatever you want to do, you know? And so when I left the conversation, though, Gina and I were under the impression that there was this sort of condo drought that you just led the top with. So I go into it with this mentality of it was Easter weekend and I'm like, it's quiet. I'm going to do what I think is the right thing and I'm going to look this up. And it's an easy fix in my mind, right? Condo drought, the Lansing's coming to save the day. No, bro, it is not a condo drought at all. It is a condo craze. And I mean, my mind was blown and it was just hours down the wormhole of like, whoa, this is going up and this is going up. And then we ended up moving the position of the story and everything changed.
But there has been a drought.
Yes, historically. I
mean, so historically, there's been a drought. What we've found is that there are six, or probably more, but six that we talk about specifically that are going to deliver quickly or under construction.
Yes.
And they're all in high demand, very cool areas.
Yeah.
They're all so different.
They are. And I think that was the thing that's like, okay, this whole story's changed. You know, how do we represent this and then also dive into each one? And so it became a lot of fun.
And it is exciting because if you think about it, I keep meeting a lot of people who are moving here from Chicago and other big cities where they have owned a condo and been in a high rise or some situation. Yeah. And they're like, there's not that option here. They're maybe going to the Eastern and living there, but that's not something to purchase. That's, you know, you're renting.
That's true because my parents, you know, they live in North Hills and they're thinking about downsizing. And I was just talking to the former editor of the NNO, John Drescher. They live in Bishop's Park. And that's where my parents have wanted to consider moving. And I think my mom's like, I know my mom's like, I want to be on the first floor. I don't want to deal with stairs. Well, then the story comes out and she's like, wait a minute. These are all in Cameron Village. They're buildings. There's elevators. Right. You know, there are modern amenities.
Right.
And Bishop's Park's amazing. But those, how long have those been there? You know,
a long time.
Right. And so now my parents are saying, well, my mom especially is like, oh, really?
Your mom would love the social aspect of these places.
Oh, 100%. So we should share, obviously, about them. So the Lansing's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
I think one thing about, there's a couple of these in Village District. That's a big deal, I think, with, you know, what, Goodnights is back there underground.
There's a lot of cool stuff happening there.
Yeah. So the Lansing is on Enterprise Street, and it's by Lambert Development, as Gina mentioned, and they have a couple other properties, but I think most significantly, they have the Clark Townhomes, and that one's sold out. That one came on the scene in 2021, you know, for Village District. To have this, you know, trio of others popping up is a big deal. This specific one, I'm trying to see, it has 53 units. And they range massively in size from around 800 square feet to 2,400 square feet. And I think the things that stood out to me about this is, and the pictures are worth seeing. By the time you have heard this, we will have done an Instagram post that has even more pictures than what was in our story. And there's more pictures on our website. But in any case, they have these like large, like light-filled rooms, kind of open concept rooms, and the terrace views looking out.
Looks like they all have patios.
Yeah, yeah. I think the outdoor space is really important. I know for this developer, he's sort of like Tina, actually, on our team was talking about how she knew Lambert back in the day, Henry Lambert, and she knew that he was like a chef or like a home cook, I guess. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the kitchens in these developments were really important to them. So of course, they have like the stainless steel appliances by Bosch and things like that, locally crafted cabinetry. But some of the fun stuff to me is like the modern amenities. Yeah, so you have bike storage, you have car charging stations. I think, isn't this the one that has the below ground, secure below building parking?
Yes.
What? Like, I mean, because parking's such a crisis, you know.
Well, and it feels safe if you want to get your car. And these are supposed to break ground sometime in the next 18 to 24 months, right?
Well,
and move-ins starting in 2025, I believe.
Yeah. So, they have to have roughly 35% of the units under reservation to start construction.
Right.
So then that's when they'll break ground, and then it'll take the 18 to 24 months to build out. So she said probably 2025.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah.
You said, yeah. So,
and so the other one at Village District is the Stevenson, and there's only one left as of press time for us, and those are supposed to be ready in early May. 95% pre-sold.
Yeah.
It's on Daniel Street, and it's pretty sophisticated, modern, and there are only 20 boutique condos, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom, and these start from the 400s. And that's what we didn't say about the Lansing. Those are kind of in the 500s.
Right, yeah.
So we're not talking, I mean, no, I'm not saying that's cheap, don't get me wrong. But we're
in
not
this
talking
market,
about,
though.
Right, in this yeah. market, and we're not talking about $1 million condos. We're talking about $500,000 condos.
And I used to live on Daniel Street. I lived all over Village District and like every street in there over the last 20 years or so. I'm not old enough for that to be true. But anyway, so for me, having lived on Daniel Street and those ones from the 50s, seeing this sort of modern building with just, like you said, there's only 20 units. So it's not going to be this mammoth. It looks to me like it's maybe 3 stories in the mm-hmm. photo. It's going to fit nicely on that street. It's not going to completely disrupt it, in my opinion.
Well, get this. You talk about amenities.
Yeah.
It's got a rooftop terrace mm-hmm. with fire pits, grilling. To me, that sounds like... That sounds like it might be your mom's speed.
Well, so this is the one my mom wants to go look
I'm
at,
sure.
and there's one left. So she's probably going to be like, why did y'all talk about it on the podcast?
Thanks, exactly. But, I mean, there's another – so this will be 3 in Village District because the one you're about to talk about.
Yeah, so there's one more in Village District, and this one will deliver in next spring, March 2024. It's called 29 Enterprise, so it's back on the Enterprise Street side. These are, like, modern luxury condos. They're by Raleigh's Grayson Homes. They describe them as like maintenance-free living, but they also have the rooftop terrace, which is just, like you said, a big thing with these, gated and covered parking, the charging stations and bike storage. A lot of that's running through a lot of these. These ones are 20% pre-sold, so there's a lot of space left, and they're in the low 500s. But really, like, looking at all of these, I mean, they're just, like, they're going to add such gorgeous edifices to these areas that I think when you see them... Especially like looking at the Lansing photo, like doesn't that just kind of scream Hillsborough Street and NC State? Like they thought about where they were going. Yeah.
And jumping to the Warehouse District, the Duke's at City View. And this one is 60% pre-sold. It's at West Lenoir and Southwest Streets. 8 luxury, turkey, 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath townhome condos, kind of same thing. Most are, you know, somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 square feet. Now, these are in that 1.1 million and up range, but it's very different. Totally
town
different.
Homes.
Yes, exactly. But they have all the same open land, open floor plans, large suites. Plus, they're all 3-bedroom. That makes it, I mean, that's a difference.
Yeah, it seems more like a home.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, not that a condo
with
is not a
private
home.
Private garages.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And they have elevators in each residence.
Woohoo!
I mean, I can't imagine living in a place with an elevator. I've only done that on vacation.
So I have to say, I told my kids, we had a birthday dinner the other night, and I said something about it. I said, well, you know, I said, I would really like, I've got someone looking, keeping an eye out at cotton mill for me. And they're like, wait, what? And I said, yeah. I said, probably 2 bedrooms. And the older ones were like, so what are you going to do with us? I said, you're going to stay at Longleaf when you come home to visit. And they're like, you're kidding, right? You're getting rid of our house? I'm like, not yet. I said, but I don't need an 1.5-acre yard and multi-thousand square feet house for 2 people.
Yeah.
You don't. I mean, it's.
I was actually, because you just told me when I was doing the story that you were looking at that. And I was thinking about, I wondered if you had told your kids yet because.
Yeah, that didn't go over so well.
But it's so funny because I don't have a ton of siblings. And yet my parents held onto this house for a long time. And I mean, your house is bigger, I think. But still, they have a 3-bedroom house. It's a split level, three-story split level, whatever you want
to
call it.
They just said to me, what are you going to do when we have grandkids? And I said, that's a long way off.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah, I mean, they can get Airbnb.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll do it, but you do get to a place where it's like to be able to walk to everything. I have to get in my car to go to the grocery store, to go to the dry cleaners, if I need milk, no matter what I need, I have to get in my car.
Well, you lived in a part of town that was a fit for your family.
It was.
That's not
great
fair to you to have to stay there by yourself, like not by yourself, but without your kids now that they're through school. You don't. Who cares about the school districts now for you?
I'm done. Yeah.
So the next one's pretty exciting. It's in Smoky Hollow. We've talked a lot about Smoky Hollow, and so I think that having something deliver there is cool. This one's supposed to be delivering in late 2023. It's the 615 piece, which I think people have been excited about for a long time because it's very visible.
Oh, yeah.
That's near Peace and Glenwood. So these ones are going to have retail space in the building. And then on in addition to that, they're going to have 24 one- and two-bedroom condos. They'll have private balconies. Obviously, you know, the contemporary finishes, the large rooftop patio with a fire pit. I know you are very excited about that. And it's going to be accessible to Seaboard, Smoky Hollow, Glenwood South. I mean, that's a great area.
These are 90% sold out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I get that. It's only 24, but 90% sold out.
I mean,
and they're from the 400s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I mean, again, we joke that there's not anything for $300,000 to buy in Raleigh.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, too, when you just said that. We were talking about how in Ironworks, they built them small because you don't have to be there. Like, you're just talking about how large your space is.
Yeah.
But if you're not home, you're never home.
I'm never home.
You're
I'm always
home
driving
to be a
back
mom.
And forth.
If you didn't have to do that, you would probably never go home.
Exactly. And then, I mean, and so the other one is Downtown South, which is South Heights, delivering first units, hopefully first quarter of 2024. These are between sort of Garner and Sawyer Roads, with site work underway now. It's 28 townhome style condos. Obviously, rooftop is a hot word. Everything's got a rooftop, rooftop deck, high-end finishes. They've all got garages, and they're 20% sold out, and they're starting from $525. So, I mean, there are a lot of options, and what's nice is it's all over downtown.
Yeah, because I was going to say this one's hitting the south side of downtown from the downtown south part, which is on the come up big time.
Yes. So you better get it now because it won't be $525 in a couple of years,
exactly,
and even a year,
exactly.
But it is nice to think about it. I have some friends. Do you remember when the Bloomsbury building was first right across from Y Hill?
Yeah.
And it was such a hot spot. And then there was the downturn in the economy. And some friends who live in Cary, we did a story about this, but they were primed as soon as their last kid went off to college. They sold their 3,000 square foot house and moved into this.
Yeah.
It's still got three bedrooms, but I mean, she said she feels like she was a little worried that she was going to lose her community feeling because she'd lived in that neighborhood for 20 years. She said, I have more community involvement, more neighborhood neighbors that I do things with living in this building than I ever did in my neighborhood. And she said, there's always someone knocking on the door saying, let's go to Vita Vita for wine. Let's go to Y Hill. Let's go to a place that she said, I volunteer to place the table once a week, every week, because I can walk there. So it's an interesting way. It's a different way to think about it.
No, that's true because, like, I live in a townhome now, but I lived – and, I mean, I do know my neighbors, but it's in Northwest Raleigh, whereas in Village District, when I lived on Daniel Street, we were outside on the porches all the time. I mean, those are the old-school design with, like, the shared patios, but there would be, like, as many as six of us out there, like, drinking coffee or after work having a drink and – all the time, just you could just walk. I walked everywhere.
Well,
if you
think about it, if you could walk to something to do from where you live now constantly with neighbors, it would change the dynamic.
It really does. You know what's ironic about it is when I was leaving Village District, part of the appeal of leaving was that I never left Village District while I lived there. Like, I would come downtown proper, but everything I needed was essentially right there. And I felt like I lived in a half-mile square radius and I didn't know anything about the rest of the city anymore. And so when I kind of moved outside of that, and I mean, there was another aspect, which was just what other options were there? These didn't exist. That was the whole point. And I owned my condo. The only other thing you could own over there at that point, since 2018, were those townhomes that have been there forever. And those were scary to me to buy because they never changed in price. Everything else is going up, up, up. And they were sitting, and everybody's talking about if they get knocked over. Mm-hmm. And of course, we saw Bellwood that came through there. Anyway, so I think it's interesting now because it's like the grass is greener. I'm happy where I am, but I miss now being in this 95% walk score area that has blossomed like crazy even since I left. And it's just, it makes me kind of nostalgic. But this kind of living, like, you just can't put a price on it. No. You don't have to, like,
the
everything's at your fingertips.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you lived in Village District before. You live in West Raleigh now. So if you had to pick a district downtown, where would you want to live? If you could pick one district and you can't pick two.
Can I say I'm torn? So I want to say Smoky Hollow.
She
but
always
I'm,
figures out a way
I
to
know,
say two.
I know.
Always.
I didn't mean to. I really do want to say Smoky Hollow. My hindrance is like the Glenwood South right there, and like a lot of the energy's good, but the energy's a lot. Whereas Village District's more quiet, but like I already did that.
See, Warehouse District would be mine. I'm sure of it.
Interesting.
I mean, I love Smoky Hollow. That's a good one. Like all of that. And yeah. I, especially with the skate park coming and, you know, obviously, because Cotton Mill's right there. So right. That, if that were to ever work out.
You're going to get phone calls after this podcast.
I hope so.
Like, I would like to pre-sell my content.
I can do it now. I can do it in 3 years when the youngest one's out. But I go ahead and say it out loud. But I do. I like the Warehouse District and I like what's happening there. And I'm excited about, it's funny. We drove in to tape this.
We're in it right now.
And the street is closed off because there is a crane in the middle of the street and Samad is working on his rooftop restaurant at the Dylan. I cannot wait.
We just posted it on Instagram before we came here.
I'm so excited.
Very exciting.
Well, okay, so what's the one amenity, like you can't tell what I care the most about, what's the one amenity that we talked about that you don't have in your present home that would appeal to you from these?
I mean, you know it's the rooftop. It's got to be yours too,
that's
right?
That's mine.
I mean, we even have a thing about like, well, we haven't done it yet, but we asked everybody what their favorite rooftop in town was that we were about to do for her.
Yeah.
So yours, by the way, you didn't say, but I guessed yours was High Garden.
You guessed it and knew why. She guessed that my favorite, I like them all,
right.
But my favorite is High Garden. And it was because of the gin and tonic tree.
I know, you didn't
and
respond.
I can't drink I was like, six
I
of them.
Right.
I mean, but I like the tree concept that you mix six at a time.
So. Well, I think this is very exciting. I mean, there's definitely more coming and in the works, but these are ones that are pretty much, you know, what the Lansing was an announcement and the rest are out of the ground, you know, and very much.
Yeah, we're not getting paid to tell you about this at all.
No,
but
I know.
I'll tell you, if you want a condo downtown, you better buy it now because they're going to go fast and it's going to get more expensive as we go along. But it's just exciting. It's nice to see that there are more options than just apartment living. Or nothing else downtown.
Yeah, I think that's why I wanted to do this. That was the ultimate answer to your question to come full circle, which is, you know, who cares? Why do we care? What's in it for me? Right. Well, everybody's bitching all the time about all these apartments going up all over town. What I found in this research is those apartments have to go up because even with all the apartments going up, we're not going to have enough room for our surging population and the amount of people being born and growing here. Or moving here. So these are like, you know, this is an answer to that. These are ownership options, and it's not just apartments. So,
yeah,
I answered your question.
You did. Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I hope after hanging out with us, you feel more like a Raleigh insider. You can find copies of our magazine around town or subscribe for $10 for 10 issues. We'd love it if you gave this podcast a rating and review and share it with your friends. This podcast was edited and produced by Earfluence. I'm Gina Stevens. We'll see you again soon.